Hello and welcome to This Day in History. My name is Roy St. John and you're listening to WHRW Binghamton. On July 28, 1868, following its ratification by the necessary three-quarters of U.S. states, the 14th Amendment, guaranteeing to African Americans citizenship and all its privileges, is officially adopted into the U.S. Constitution.
Free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, I'm free at last. And no one's stopping me. I'm free. Thank God.
You know what you should do with your freedom?
What?
Celebrate with a nice, big, juicy steak.
Wait a minute, what exactly is your beef with the U.S. government?
Yeah, they freed me!
I don't have any beef with the U.S. government, I'm just saying he could enjoy himself with a steak.
I think I love steak!
Hey, I've got a match! We can cook it!
But shouldn't we cook it well?
No, I like rare steak.
Well, yes, but you still...
Cook it with this match, black man!
Thank you, kind white man number two!
But you have to get it to the entire steak. It's at least 160 degrees Fahrenheit.
No, you don't.
The bacteria.
He is lying to you, dark-skinned one.
Kind white man number one, you is too uptight.
But he's just trying to kill you and take away your freedom.
He's steak. Not supposed to know that.
But I don't want him to have his freedom taken away. Or his life.
This is your mistake. Uh-oh. Mercy me.
You look diseased. Have you eaten undercooked meat? Ha ha ha.
You tricked me. I'll never trust white people again.
Rest in peace, black one.
I tried to help you.
Yes, in fact, nice white man number two was not nice at all. He was very, very naughty. It was quite wrong of him to trick anyone. In fact, everyone should always keep in mind that if you don't cook your steak to 160 degrees, you run the risk of ingesting disease and bacteria. So, remember, this is This Day in History on WHRW Binghamton.